Arguments made by Fresno Mayor Lee Brandt and other local business leaders convinced Governor Gavin Newsom to veto Senate Bill 531 on Saturday. SB 531, authored by State Senator Steve Glaser, Dearinda, would have stopped cities from offering sales tax incentives as an economic development tool. Current use of these tax agreements are limited but also an important local tool that captures additional economic activity, particularly in rural and inland California cities that continue to face significant economic challenges like high unemployment rates, said Newsom in his veto message. Therefore, completely removing these tax options from local decision-makers is the wrong approach. Early on in the legislative process, Brandt said, it appeared that Fresno, other valley cities and cities in the San Bernardino-Riverside area would get steamrolled by Glaser's bill. But when Glaser didn't want to compromise, we went to work talking with the governor's office and building a coalition of people opposed to the bill. Brandt cited the work of his legislative analyst, John Ellis, and the city's capital lobbyist for their efforts leading to Newsom's veto. Eventually, other California cities, BizFed Central Valley and the Fresno Chamber of Commerce opposed SB 531. Everybody worked together, Brandt said. We had to, it was almost like David and Goliath. This is a huge victory. Brandt also praised Newsom for keeping his commitment to improve the Valley economy. We're finally getting Sacramento to pay attention to the Central Valley, he said. The governor is a politician who follows through. Despite the veto, Newsom said that revenue-sharing agreements between cities and new businesses should be accompanied by increased oversight and transparency. In line with that belief, the governor signed Assembly Bill 485, authored by Assemblyman Jose Medina, D. Riverside. That bill, Newsom said, will increase transparency regarding the economic outcomes that result from these types of agreements. This will allow the state to better understand the nature of the agreements between local jurisdictions and businesses, as well as the challenges and obstacles to inclusive growth. Glaser's bill would have prohibited future agreements, thus leaving in place contracts that Fresno has made with companies such as Amazon, Ulta, and The Gap. According to the city's projections, its contracts with Amazon, Ulta, and The Gap will provide Fresno's general fund with $99 million over 30 years. Fresno County and Fresno Unified School District are reaping additional tax dollars as well. Over their lifetime, these three contracts are projected to generate $322.4 million in new tax revenue for local governments. This bill basically prohibits cities in California from offering sales tax incentives to leverage their deals with e-commerce centers, Brandt said earlier this year. This is one of our biggest tools, and they want to take it away from us. Countered Glaser in an op-ed written for the Fresno Bee, these deals siphon money from every city in the state and give it away to some of the richest corporations in the world. Ending these deals will prevent this practice, resulting in a net benefit of public services for everyone in California. Among the supporters of Glaser's bill was Fresno City Councilman Miguel Arias, who said the tax-sharing agreements rob the city's general fund of badly needed dollars for services and infrastructure. In addition, the League of California Cities supported Glaser's bill. Regarding Newsom's veto, Arias told the San Joaquin Valley Sun, cities should take this as a warning and ensure future tax-sharing agreements hire local residents and benefit the residents providing the subsidy. Or they risk the governor signing a ban in the next cycle of bills. But a majority of city council members joined Brandt in opposing SB 531. In August, the city sent a letter to Glaser asking that he amend the bill so as not to harm cities such as Fresno who need the jobs created by these incentive agreements to lift their residents out of poverty. Signing the letter, Brandt, Gary Bredefeld, Paul Capriolio, Luis Chavez, and Mike Carbasi.